Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. I'm John Ray. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. Along with my producer, Trey Odom, we've got two great guests to bring to you today. It's the tale of Marks today. Mark Traeger from Cornerstone Media Group and Mark Catalano from ACA GPS. Lots of initials we'll get to here in a second. Right, Mark? But first, Mark Traeger, Cornerstone Media Group. Mark, welcome.
Thank you very much. Nice, glad to be here.
Thanks for being here. But tell us about you. Tell us about Cornerstone Media Group. What do you do?
Great question. Cornerstone Media Group has been around for nearly 26 years. We got started when Al Gore and I started the internet together. I'm just kidding. We've been in the internet space since 1993 and evolved into a full-service agency. Most of our clients come to us, you know, struggling with telling people what it is that they do or sell, and we have a process that clarifies that message and re-energizes growth for them. So that's basically what we do.
You should have been hired by Al Gore, or people wouldn't be laughing at him about that joke, right?
Well, it really upset me when he tried to sell the internet.
You know, so. That's right. So I have to get right to the show notes, because one of the things you mentioned is you love to tip over and shoot the sacred cows. So let's start with that one right
okay,
there.
Okay, that's a great one.
Yeah.
If you read my LinkedIn profile, you'll find that I'm a professional cow tipper, okay? So basically what that means is that when we work with clients, we come in and put our hands all over the sacred cows, the things that they've been doing for years that may be stunting their growth or holding them back. Because if you tip them over and you end up shooting them, it opens you up to growth and begin to expand the company. So a lot of times we get ourselves into trouble for doing that. Because we hear things like, well, boy, you ain't from around here. We've been doing this for like 30 years, you know. So I said, yes, but if you just move the cow about 5 degrees and it generated an extra couple of $1 million worth of business, are you okay with that? You know, sometimes it's just that little. So, you know, touching the sacred cows in any business is always important. Reevaluate, look at. And constantly be, I guess, is in software terms, in beta testing for everything.
Sure.
So.
Sure. So, speaking of sacred cows,
right?
Features and benefits on my website. So,
yeah. Wow.
One of the things you mentioned is that customers seem to glaze over when they see that.
Yeah, nobody cares about your features and benefits, because really the only things they care about are two things: what's in it for me, and how are you going to make me the superhero of my own story, not yours, but my story. You know, it goes back to the days, you probably won't remember this, but the old TV show called Batman and Robin. You know, most people think that Robin was what made Batman. Well, actually, Robin was just hired muscle. What really made Batman Batman was Alfred. And Alfred was Batman's guide to success. And anytime you work with a client, that's really what you need to be doing, the trusted advisor guide to help your clients grow and become the superheroes of their own stories. So that's really what we help companies develop and grow into.
Okay, now you talked about how do I get my business off the ground, how do I re-energize my business maybe if I've been around a while, hit a plateau. So yeah. Talk a little bit about some of those things.
Well, one of the things that we typically like to do when we start with a company is answer this question. Can you describe your business in 12 words or less? And I always find it interesting when they say, oh, sure I can. And they do it, and I said, well, that was 37 words. I said, no, seriously, 12 words or less. Or come up, too, with that famous one-liner, or the, some people refer to it as the 30-second commercial that helps people to clarify, and nobody cares about how great you are and the software you've developed or how beautiful your product is how are you going to help me solve my problem? Is all they really want to know. So features and benefits really aren't as important as, you know, connecting with your audience.
Okay, so speaking of connection,
okay.
One of the things that you work a lot with clients on is video.
Yes.
Right? So talk about video, the importance of that. Should I have it? Should I not have it? Well, you know, what are the tripwires there on that, Mark?
Well, video is very unique because for the first time, people actually get to see who you are, how you talk, your emotion, and everything about your business as well as your product being utilized in various different ways. You know, we do a seminar around the country on the 11 and a half videos every company needs in order to succeed. And really that half is how to get it on the web, because Google loves having video because they rank it as high, if not higher, than organic search. So if you want to climb in markets that really seem to be saturated, a 90-second video can make all the difference.
Hmm. So I have to ask, though, okay. you also have a podcast.
Well, we're launching a new podcast.
Yeah, so talk about that, because that's another way to get the word out.
And I appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah.
Starting in November, we're going to do the Marketing Made Great podcast. And basically what that is that we're going to be talking and exploring with marketing leaders and companies some of the great things that they've done and how they did it. But we're also, too, doing this little unique little segment called the 2-Minute Tuesday Marketing Moment. And every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, we're going to release a video on YouTube that'll be 2-minute-ish, no more than 10, about one of those little nuggets that you can utilize right away to market your business. So we want to make sure that people just get a lot of simple, easy-to-use information that they can implement themselves.
We're speaking with Mark Traeger. Mark is the Chief Evangelist Officer at Cornerstone Media Group. I love that. Talk about that title. How did you come up with that?
Well, I blatantly stole it from Bill Gates because I heard in one of his interviews that he takes 25% of his time is out evangelizing for Microsoft. Well, I thought that was kind of interesting because what I do is I go out and evangelize, bringing people from the darkness of their marketing into the light of success. You know, my congregation is everywhere.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, and you're much more interesting to listen to than Bill Gates, too,
wow,
by the way, Mark.
You.
But
appreciate that.
So, okay, everyone in this world we live in today has a very short attention span.
Sure.
So how you're talking about videos and podcasts. How do I get people to pay attention to all this stuff?
And that's a great question because, you know, today the economy is attention-driven. You know, we're always struggling because most companies are really day-trading in attention and trying to draw attention to their business every day. And it really is simply sharing value with how they can succeed at what they're trying to do. Not a blatant sales point, but answering some of their ongoing questions, giving them the resources that they need to succeed, whether it's from you or not from you, it really makes no difference. You want to make that connection because over time, you know, you could become a subject matter expert or somebody that somebody looks to because not every company has an answer. We can't all service every customer. We have our unique customers that we always like to work with, but providing resources that help everybody is the key to drawing attention to who you are.
So that gets back to the whole point of not talking about features and benefits all the time, right?
Well,
so
it really is. It's not about me. It should be about you. And,
right.
And if we can't help you, how can we show you other solutions from other companies or other places? Because they'll always remember who gave them that information. And they'll always come back and say, hey, can you help me with, or can you do this for me?
Sure.
So it pays it forward long term.
So lots of things going on in marketing, new initiatives, right? So tell me, what's the next big thing we need to look out for?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I'm excited about is voice. You get all these fancy tools now, like Alexa. You've got Google Home. I mean, here's how powerful these devices are. Burger King did a 15-second commercial with a kid behind the counter and said, wait a minute, I've only got 15 seconds to describe a Whopper. So he waves the camera in and he goes, okay, Google Home, define a Whopper for me. It literally activated over 250,000 Google Home devices around the globe. And it started actually spewing out from Wikipedia what a Whopper was.
Wow.
That's the power. You look at Amazon now. Now that they own Whole Foods, you say, Alexa, buy me some chocolate chip cookies. Well, those chocolate chip cookies are going to come from Whole Foods. Or, you know, you could be a chocolate chip gourmet maker and you could buy or be the preferred vendor for Alexa when somebody says, send me chocolate chip cookies. So voice is really starting to come on strong. Now, granted, there's a lot of issues with it still about privacy and all that, but it's something that we're starting to see. And also, too, sound is becoming interesting. Sound as a sales channel. Imagine being in church and you have the church's app open up and the pastor says, open to 1 Samuel. And boom, all of a sudden on your app, that passage of scripture appears simply by an inaudible signal that comes over the sound waves, activates those kinds of things.
Wow, a voice from the heavens, as it were.
Exactly, a voice. That's a good analogy, a voice from the heavens. So
yeah.
Those are the kinds of things we're looking at.
Now, Mark, you've got, to the extent you would like to share, you and I have spent some time together, and you've
sure.
got some great stories of folks you've worked with in the past successfully. Could you share maybe a success story?
Well, I mean, there's so many, but one of the things that we're working with right now is we're working with an insurance company that is redefining the self-employed and independent contractor, because most people can't get those kind of Fortune 500 benefits. So we've created certain things like a 2-minute explainer video that basically covers everything. We're doing some innovative things with Facebook ads as well. So we're taking today's, I guess, modern technology and utilizing it to really, I think you'll be surprised at the results you'll get from Facebook ads alone, because it's so darn cheap. It's like AdWords was when Google started. It's so cheap now. And the return on investment is amazing. So those are the kinds of things that we're looking at.
Great stuff. From Mark Traeger, the Chief Evangelist Officer from Cornerstone Media Group. So, Mark, for those that would like to be in touch with you, how do they do that?
Simply go to www.csmediagroup.com or go, and you can call me at 404-425-9573.
Great stuff. Mark, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Folks, I would like to remind you we're in the Digital Ignition facility, and Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, and a fantastic break room with outdoor patio and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. Now we turn to Mark Catalano. Mark is with ACA GPS. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great. Thanks for being with us. So talk about ACA GPS. Something tells me you have something to do with the ACA law.
Yeah. ACA GPS was started in 2013, and our main goal was to create software as a service to assist employers to comply with the employer mandate of the Affordable Care Act. And we actually launched in the fourth quarter of 2014. Since then, we continue to develop the software, refine it, and quite frankly, we think we have probably one of the best, if not the best, compliance tools to comply with the Affordable Care Act that there's on the market today.
Now, you've got an – we were talking before we went on the air. You've got an interesting background as it relates to all this that really led into a development of your company. Talk about that, the experience you bring.
I mean, from the time I was 19 years old, I worked with a family business, and we had a chain of nurse registries throughout the state of Florida. And basically what we did is we provided nurses and other type caregivers for hospital staffing, home care services, and that was throughout the state. And the caregivers that we represented, quite frankly, were independent contractors. And so we were always getting involved with labor, tax, health care, insurance, from a regulatory perspective, both on a federal and a state level. So that's kind of what I did my whole life. We sold that business in 2005, and I continued to lobby for the industry for about 3 years, and then I retired. And a partner or a friend of mine who was our federal lobbyist in Washington in 2013 called us up and said, hey, you got to take a look at these regulations coming out for the employer mandate of the Affordable Care Act. They're very convoluted. They're hard to figure out and comply with, and so there's going to be an opportunity here. So I got a hold of my programmer from the old company because we had developed software, proprietary software for our company, to keep us in compliance with everything we had to deal with and still be able to run our business. So Curtis, who is our program architect and our partner, my partner, he and I looked at a summary that Russ had sent us, about a 20-page summary of the proposed regulations. We looked at it and said, this is something we can deal with and develop. And within a half hour, we, on a handshake, we opened the company.
Wow. That's pretty quick customer discovery. Out of 20 pages of a summary of regs, you figured out, hey, this is there's a real business out of this.
Well, as that's why Russ reached out to us, because he knew that's what we had done our entire careers. So
yeah.
It didn't take us long to figure out there was a need there and that it was something that we could address.
Cool. So a lot has changed over just a few years with the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, however you want to term it. I think a lot of folks are under the impression that this law has been repealed. Right. So talk about what is actually in place right now and the problems that you address out of that.
Well, the only thing that was repealed was the individual mandate penalty tax. Okay. The mandate is still on the books. It's statutorily still required.
The employer mandate.
No, that is too, but okay. The individual mandate is still statutorily required.
Gotcha.
The only thing that changed is they reduced the penalty to zero. And that could return at any time if somebody else takes over. Mm-hmm. Okay, the employer mandate wasn't touched. And, you know, interesting enough, one of the things we've dealt with from our initial offering was the fact that employers were of the belief that this would go away. You know, they were sitting on their hands, they'd look the other way, they'd stick their head in the sand and say, it's going to get repealed by the Supreme Court. It'll be repealed by Congress. You know, Donald Trump will repeal it. You know, one way or another, I don't have to deal with this. Well, guess what? It's still here, and the penalties are huge and for not complying. And to make things even more crucial now is that the IRS is really getting their act together. And in late 2017, they started sending out penalty notices. And now they're sending out notices for people that haven't reported. And the penalties that go along with these are multi-million dollar penalties. I mean, we've seen penalties come in excess of $10 million.
Wow. So explain briefly, what the IRS is looking for in terms of the reporting that has to be done. And does that have to be done regardless of what size I am as a company? I mean, I'm sure there's some business owners listening to this that want to know if they're covered by this.
Well, the employer mandate basically addresses what they call an applicable large employer. And that's an employer that has 50 or more full-time employees and or equivalents in the previous year on average. Okay, so once you meet that threshold, you come under the regulations. And that also includes a collection of commonly controlled companies. So if you have like five different companies and they all have maybe 20 full-time employees and or equivalents, you're going to be collectively an applicable large employer.
Because you're over the 50.
Right. And at that point then, each employer, each EIN, will have an offering of insurance responsibility to its full-time employees. And that offer has to be minimum essential coverage that meets minimum value and is affordable. Otherwise, they're subject to penalties. In addition to that, they have to report to the worker at the end of the year on what's called a 1095-C as to what kind of offer they had for each month. And they have to file that to the IRS. And if you don't report to the worker, you're subject to $270 per failure. And if you don't file to the IRS, you're subject to another $270 per failure. In addition to that, if you don't offer health insurance that meets the requirements, you're subject to huge penalties as well.
So you mentioned $270 per failure. Failure
to file.
To file per employee.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, right. And that's just the reporting requirement. The penalties for not actually offering health insurance can be devastating.
So you, as a business owner, you're keeping me out of the duck soup, as it were, when it comes to these penalties. How does your software work? Talk a little bit about that.
Basically, what the software does, what we did is we developed applications that look at every piece of the regulation, from determining whether or not you're an applicable large employer and this all applies to you, and then once you determine that, it keeps you within the regulatory framework as to how to determine who is eligible, who's not eligible. If they are eligible, it tracks, have you made an offer, and is that offer acceptable under the regulations? Did they accept the offer? If not, have you documented that? And so throughout the year, it just walks you through all the different intricacies of the regulations, keeps you within the guidelines so you don't get hit with surprise penalties at the end of the year that, again, it could be devastating and literally put you out of business. And then when it comes time at the end of the year to go ahead and issue those 1095s to the workers and file with the IRS, the system already knows what you did. So with a couple of clicks, you're done.
Wow. So tell me about the kind of clients that you serve. They're obviously clients that are over 50 employees, correct, or near or close to that.
That's correct.
I mean,
collectively, at least, right?
Sure.
I mean, they could be five employees, but be part of an aggregate group that has a number of employees. We service all entities in the private sector. I mean, we have pipeline companies. We have banks. We have software companies that utilize us. We have farmer co-ops out west that utilize us. In the public sector, we do state and local governments, and we report on Medicaid programs that issue, the 1095-Bs. It's a different type of reporting. And we have others like state and local governments that are applicable large employers, and they have to stay in compliance, and we work with them as well.
Sounds good. We're speaking with Mark Catalano. Mark is the president and CEO of ACA GPS. So, Mark, if I'm already subject to these collection efforts from the IRS, is there any way you can help me, or is it too late for what the service that you provide?
It's never too late. You know, as I said, the IRS is sending out notices saying, hey, we believe you're an applicable large employer. And, you know, the employers are going, how do you know? Well, they've written algorithms to say, okay, per EIN, how many W-2s came in? And they can kind of figure it out. And they say, well, we believe you're an applicable large employer. Why haven't you reported? And so we're getting calls from people saying, hey, I got a report for 2015, 16, and 17. Can you bring me up to date? And I think for the time being, the Internal Revenue Service is going to have a little bit of leniency. But there'll come a day where they're just going to, you know, put down the hammer and you're going to be in trouble. So for those people that are getting these letters and that need to report, we can do that. And then we segue them into the full subscription to where they can stay in compliance going forward and not have to worry about the penalties that they could get.
Pay him now, pay him later, but it's better to pay me now, right?
Exactly.
So talk about your service area. Are you do I have to be in Georgia where we're doing this show, or where can I be?
Our applications, as our software as a service, it's all web-based, cloud-based. We service all 50 states. We currently provide services to over 750 employers in 40 states. And as I said, that includes private sector as well as public sector employers as well.
Good stuff. Mark Catalano, ACA GPS. You've also developed a tool called DecaTool. Talk a little bit about that. That's a little different, right?
Yeah. Basically, that's a compliance tool. Again, software as a service. To allow employers who are self-funded on their health insurance to do dependent eligibility audits. If you have dependents on a self-funded plan, that takes you out of compliance with a lot of regulatory fiduciary requirements. And in addition to that, it's costing you money because you're paying for benefits for somebody that doesn't meet the plan's specs as to who's eligible and who's not. Okay, so what this tool does is allow the employer or third-party administrators that are handling the plans for multiple employers to do audits of these dependents to make sure that it's documented that they meet the requirements to be a dependent on the plan. And so one auditor could have 20 different audits going simultaneously and be able to track that very easily using DecaTool.
Great stuff from Mark Catalano, ACA GPS. Okay, you've scared us all to death, so those that want to be in touch with you, tell them how to do that, Mark.
Basically, you can go to our website, www.acagps.com. You can also send an email to info@acagps.com as well.
Terrific. Mark Catalano, ACA GPS, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Folks, I want to remind everyone that we're on all the social media platforms, North Fulton BRX. We're on all your favorite podcast applications, whether that's iTunes or any of the other ones that are out there in your iTunes store. So subscribe to us, like us, give us a great review. It will help us carry on the work we're doing to get out the word on the great business leaders that we interview here every week on North Fulton Business Radio. So for our guest, Mark Traeger, Cornerstone Media Group, Mark Catalano, ACA GPS, one more thanks for being with us. And thanks to our producer, Trey. Join us next time for another edition of North Fulton Business Radio.